it will have a chicken. If you got fall and you have chicken, the mango tree come and go with the chicken then. And in those days, you know, yeah, not now, we never used to got the shop then never used to sell chicken. You know that?
Yeah.
Well, so we, so you got your fall there, you want your fall grow up, but you could get them to eat. You know? So you have to cut off the mango tree and get the penny.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah, man.
How'd you kill them?
Well, sometimes you bring it in front of your dog, and your dog will kill it. Yeah.
The dog will kill it.
Yeah. Sometimes you tie it up short. When the mango, they'll come and bite you, you know. So you tie it up short with a piece of stick. With a piece of stick, and when it comes, you hold it and you
whack
it
like
that.
But they were paying you a penny out of tail.
One penny for a tail.
Was that for a long time?
Yeah, a long time, man. I was 76 years old, and that happened all when I was 9 and 10 years old.
I see. But I mean, that went on while you, like all the time you were growing up, they were still paying a penny a tail?
Well, I don't know, because after I started to go down the bay, I never thought about it. I was thinking about that.
Never catch fish in mangoes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Tell me about some of your friends.
My friends?
Yeah.
And I had a lot of friends, man.
Tell me about some of them.
When I leave school, about 10 of us went down the bed to work. Well, what happened? I was the smallest there, but I could have mend nets, you know, more than all of them.
Yeah.
Because my father was a fisherman, and in those days, you had to make your own net, knit it. Not think about it. Those days never used to knit with no machine. So you used to knit it on your hand. So my father, I come with my father, had the net in the house at night time hang up. And my sisters and brother them knit it because I'm not alone them. But I was the youngest, because I'm the last. So I jealous them, I want to knit now, you know. So when they leave it and go drink water now, I take up the needle and start to knit. So when they come back, they call, say, Pa, she left on here, put in a mismatch. So I got to lose it all and hand them back. So when I went down the bed, I had know a little about knitting, but not mending. Mending is when the net broke, and you got to put it back on the
road. I see, yeah.
So when I went down the man, I had a little experience. So I started to mend. Sometimes many strong and the old time fisherman just see that I was willing. They helped me along.
I see.
Man, in about 3 weeks I could have mend good. So the other boys, they jealous me. They used to come around me and I show them and sing and so we learned. Was a good thing, man. I love that thing. I used to go out in a boat fishing. Then after come about 16 years old, my captain tell me he gonna smuggle. I said, smuggle why? He said, gonna buy rum.
Oh, really?
At station and bring it back, sink it and sell. So I tell him, just if I want to say, how do you mean, man? That time they never had no motor, you know, no outdoor motor boat. So we used to use sail, the sailboat.
Right.
So we went and we buy the rum, and when we come up, when we're coming back in the night, now, they call the police to see you, you know, to worry, you go to prison. Anyway, when we coming up the boat, sink down, you know, the boat turn over in the channel. It was me, he, and them. And a mumu fella. And the captain was old, older. And